The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, just before we talk to Nick Ferrari, let's just hear some of the reaction that there's been on television today in Britain to Boris Johnson's speech last night, in which he outlined, in vague terms perhaps, some of the removal of the lockdown restrictions. Let's hear first Piers Morgan interviewing the Tory MP Andrew Bridgeton.
So, OK, can I go and see my two sons I haven't seen in 10 weeks? Can I go and see them today and maintain 2 metre distance, yes or no?
As far as I would be concerned, I do not speak for the government. As long as you maintain social distancing in what you do, okay, that will not allow
the problem, Andrew Bridgeton. You see, what you've just said is completely against the new rules, as stated. So there you are, a Conservative Member of Parliament who thinks you know exactly what Boris Johnson has been saying, and yet you've just told me to do something I'm not allowed to do. So this is the problem, isn't it? There is no clarity. It's a load of old flannel talking about controlling the virus, and you, as a leading, high-profile Conservative politician, haven't got a clue about what these rules actually mean. And you're an MP. You're part of this.
Piers, I did hear your diatribe against the Prime Minister earlier on. What you've got
when
to
you say diatribe, let me explain what my diatribe is. We have, according to the government's own graphs, and you can spin them any way you like, the second worst death toll in the world, and that's just the deaths that we're declaring of 31,000. The real figure, according to any detailed analysis of the ONS figures, is over 55,000 people. It's an absolute national disgrace when you compare it to almost any other country in the world. We've had no testing. Our Deputy Chief Medical Officer said we didn't need testing. It wasn't appropriate, so we stopped doing it, which was a total scandal. We've had no PPE for the NHS frontline workers and care home workers, which is why over 200 of them have died. It's an absolute national disgrace. And when you come on and say, I heard your diatribe against Boris Johnson, the diatribe is because so many people have died and so many people are continuing to die.
That was Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain. And just before we talk to Nick, on this morning, Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield, who are much more mild-mannered individuals, also criticised Boris Johnson's speech.
Well, we've got to start this morning in a state of utter confusion after last night's address to the nation by Boris Johnson. His speech created more questions than answers. The most recent piece of confusion is whether you can see your parents, because it now seems that you are being asked to choose between your mother and your father. Initially, the government said that you could only see one of them, which makes no sense whatsoever. And then the First Minister, Dominic Raab, said on the Today Show earlier that you could see two parents. Now they've gone back and said that you can only see one. I mean, you literally couldn't write this. You couldn't write this. If this was in a farce on the telly, I'd go, that's a bit far-fetched.
I know.
No government would arse it up that much. I mean,
doesn't make sense.
It is utterly astonishing. And we've been really level on here. We've been really sensible, I think, on here. But now this has just tipped us over the edge today until somebody maybe would come on the show and explain what it is that you actually want us to do. What are we allowed to do? Are you genuinely saying that we can only meet one parent? Can you meet one parent in the morning and another parent in the afternoon? If you go round to their house, do we go round to the house or does it have to be outside? Does the mother come out of the house and stand in the garden, and does the father go back into the house? Maybe the father is in the back garden whilst you meet your mother in the front garden. What do you mean?
Has Philip Schofield ever been as wound up as he was there? Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. What sort of reaction were you getting from listeners this morning to your programme, to Boris Johnson's speech last night?
Probably the key reaction was with the Labour leader just in post for just over a month, Sir Keir Starmer, who did his debut. He's now going to be doing Call Keir, as in Keir Starmer, with me. And he pretty much nailed it. I think Piers Morgan, who I've known for, gosh, about 30 years, I mean, Andrew Bridgeton, I wouldn't say he's a senior member of the Conservative government, but Piers was absolutely fair to go for him. I think Philip Schofield probably nailed it better, because it is quite ludicrous. And this is what Sir Keir Starmer highlighted and what my listeners are saying. Although there were some, I had to say, for the purpose of balance, I have to say it was never going to be easy. A lot of it seems to be common sense. But as you rightly say, when you can drive outdoors, but when you get to see your grandchildren, you can't actually physically see them, but you can wave them through the glass. You can't say hello to your son. If you say hello to your son or your son-in-law, you can't say hello to his or her partner, whatever it might be. And now utter confusion reigns. Now, the Prime Minister, within the last hour or hour and a half or so, gave a speech in which he tried to outline a little bit more. I understand he's also going to be taking the regular Downing Street briefing, which your journalist colleagues have noticed has been knocked back a little bit. That is so he can take it. They are on the back foot. There is a sense that the Prime Minister said, we are going to say something on Sunday, and then he said something on Sunday that wasn't really fully thought out or joined up, and that's why we're seeing the holes.
Yeah, in particular, what really struck me was that he indicated that people could go back to work today at 12 hours notice if they were in jobs in which they couldn't do from home, which, of course, people took to be, oh, sort of manual labour. Well, you're expendable. You go back to work. Oh, but if you're going back to work, you're not to use the public transport to get there. So how do you get there? And then Dominic Raab comes on this morning and says, actually, it's Wednesday. It's not Monday at all.
Sunday night, 10 past 7, you're sitting there with your wife or your husband and the kids, and suddenly you're told you can go back to work. And you're due back in work in perhaps less than 12 hours' time. And, of course, public transport is not and was not ready for it. You're absolutely right. Dominic Raab did the tour of the studios by link, of course, not physically, including mine, in which he said, no, hold it, stand by. It's going to be Wednesday. But that's attracted the anger of the trade unions because, understandably, and again a point Sir Keir Starmer made, they are representing the safety and the health of their members. And they want to know that, A, the members have got the necessary kit, as you might have seen in France, and Italy and Spain and other European countries where they're handing it out, they have the sort of respirators, not masks, the sort of respirators that you see in A&E, and their staff want to make sure, and that there are the necessary markings on platforms or the side of buses or bus stations or railway stations, whatever it might be. Because although I have to say I haven't been through one today, my listeners were saying those who have used them, it's just a regular day. So quite how the staff are meant to marshal the great army as they come back to work on Wednesday is as yet unknown.
OK, there's loads of things in this that are being done which are different to the way we're doing things here in Ireland. And we don't have the death rate that you actually have. So we're not going to have hairdressers and barbers open until the 20th of July. You're talking about the 1st of July. You're talking about sports events taking place like Premier League football from the 1st of June. What is giving Britain confidence that it's in a position to do all of this, given the death rate and given the slowness to get the testing done, which is central to getting things going again?
Again, for the purpose of balance, all I would say is think of the density of population in some of the British cities. London alone, nearly 9 million people. So we have to allow for that. But coming back to your central point, what is giving them the confidence? I'd rather turn that around on you, actually, a little. I think it's a fear. It's a Prime Minister who is a liberal conservative looking at an economy that is bleeding by £2.5 billion a day. To put that in context, we've already borrowed an additional £300 billion. What does that mean? It costs £150 billion to run the National Health Service each year per annum. So just in this crisis alone, the government have borrowed enough money to run the National Health Service for 2 years. More than half the adult population are now on the state payroll. They took 1 million people one day last month alone, and through either the furlough system or the benefit system. We are looking at a hit to GDP of somewhere in the region of 30%. It was only 10% after World War II. That is what he's looking at. He's got the Chancellor and others, I'm going to say hawks, I hate this expression, but it helps your listeners understand. He's got the hawks who are saying, okay, we must save lives, but let's get the over 40s back to work, let's get this sector going, and then he's got the doves, such as Matt Hancock, saying, no, we must hold the line. And, you know, scientific advice, they're put on earth to tell you no. You know, that's what they're there to do. It's like lawyers. You know, if ever you want to run a story, when I was a newspaper, editor of a newspaper, what was the point of asking a lawyer? Because he or she is just going to say no. That's what lawyers do. Don't run the story. So they're asking for scientific advice. And, of course, they are determined to bolt the doors. And that's where the Prime Minister finds himself.
What about his performance last night, though? Because people are pointing out it was recorded. And yet, even though it was recorded, it actually gave mixed messages and was unclear. But it also seems to have failed to get the Northern Ireland, Wales and Scottish devolved governments on side as well, that it seems to have created a difference between what will happen in England and in the regions.
Well, the initial message here, I'm sorry, I don't know about with you guys, but the initial message in the UK was stay home, save lives, protect the NHS, save lives. So we understood that. Now, and it was, as the Prime Minister said, it was never going to be easy to move from the line stay home, because that is so draconian. I know exactly what it means. But what has upset the regions, as you rightly point out, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, and none of them, by the way, none of the three are adopting this line. They are staying with the original mantra, stay home or save lives, protect the NHS. We now move to, and I've got to read it out of the paper, stay alert, control the virus, save lives. Well, I don't know how you can be, I mean, I'm alert that I make sure I don't leave my laptop in my car, or I don't walk down dark streets with an expensive watch, or that I get that being alert, or, you know, I make sure if I'm out in the hot sun, I put sun cream on. How am I alert about a virus? What am I meant to, and control the virus? Dear God, no planet, no nation on the planet has been able to control the virus. So that is where they've attracted not just criticism, but it is now, as regards this aspect, now a disunited kingdom, because the three other regions, without being rude because I live in England, the three other regions saying thanks a lot, but no, which is desperately embarrassing, however they try to present it.
Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio, thank you as ever for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.